Hello, I'm Lord Davidson, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas and Fort Worth, Texas, and sent by God to your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 15, 3 and 4 tell us what the gospel is, how that Jesus died for our sins. According to Scripture, he was buried, he rose again the third day, according to the Scripture. Thank God. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He anointed me, preached the gospel to the poor, sent me to heal the brokenhearted, preached deliverance to the captives, set at liberty them that are bruised. The word is nigh thee, even in your heart and your mouth. There's a word of faith which I preach. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession made unto salvation. Thank God. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation. Everyone that believeth, the Jew first, also to the Greek, therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. Welcome to this audio on this Tuesday afternoon in the office of my home in Plano, Texas. Thank God. Kathy D. is going to be reading from the 12th chapter of the book of Hebrews, and I'm going to be speaking after her and ministering to those of you that God is connecting. Kathy D., are you ready?
Chapter 12, verse 1. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds.
Oh, wait a minute. Jesus endured the contradiction of sinners against himself. Is that right? Sinners against Jesus? Does that say that? It
says, for consider him that endureth such contradiction of sinners against himself.
Yeah, well, that's what I do. I endure contradiction of you sinners against me, as Jesus did. Ready?
Ready.
Go on.
Verse 4, you have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin.
I have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against your sin. But I have resisted, and I fought and strived against your sins because they were laid upon me. Not all, thank God. Let's go.
Verse 5, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise thou not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him.
Have you forgotten the exhortation that tells you to despise not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when God rebukes you? Have you forgotten that? Well, I exhort you to move on, accept it. Let's go.
6. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourges every son whom he receiveth.
Yes, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, corrects, and scourges every one that he receives. Is that what it says?
That's what it says.
Yeah. So you think you're being mistreated, do you? No. You're getting the normal treatment that you get when you come to Jesus. Oh, yeah. When you come to Jesus, he is going to straighten your act out. He's going to chasten you, and he's going to scourge you for all your sins. You got it? Come on. Next.
7. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not?
If you endure chastening, you do what?
The Father dealeth with you as with sons.
Oh, the Father dealeth with you as with sons. You got that? What's next?
8. But if thou be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons.
So, if you be without correction or chastisement, without that, you're a bastard. You want to be a bastard? Or do you want to be a son or a daughter? It's time you gird up your loins and face your sin of rebellion. Jesus, they, thou, Lucifer, thou, loose them now. Loose them now from their sins. Next.
9. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. How shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live?
You've had fathers that corrected you. You submitted to them until you could manipulate them. But you're not dealing with the Father in the flesh. You're dealing with God, the Father of spirits. And he says, you should be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live. Have you ever read that, kids? Next.
Verse 10, for they verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for a prophet, that we might be partakers of his holiness.
See, your father corrected you for a few days after his own desires. But now, the Father of spirits corrects us to be partakers of his what? Holiness?
Holiness.
Oh, would you want some of that? Or would you want the flesh? Think about it. Let him correct you, because he's going to, and inert, and let him, and accept his chastening, and live. Next.
Verse 11, now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous.
Chastening is not joyous, it's grievous. I know that. God knows that. That he says that. Let's go.
Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
Them that endure chastening by the Father, then they will be, read that, run to the wall.
Nevertheless, afterwards, it yieldeth the
peaceable fruit of righteousness, right?
Right.
What else?
Unto them which are exercised thereby.
Oh, peaceable fruit of righteousness to them that are exercised thereby. Come on, folks. I exhort you, encourage you, accept his chastisement, his scourging. I've been there. I know how it feels and it hurts. It's grievous, but peaceable fruit of righteousness follows. Next.
12. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees.
Oh, yes. Lift up your hands and hang down. Put them up there and praise the Lord. Put them up there and praise the Lord right now. Put them up there, your hands, and hang down. Praise the Lord right where you're at. Thank God. And your feeble knees. Oh, I feel so bad. God bless you. gird up your loins. Act like men and women of God. Next.
13. And make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed.
Walk in straight paths for your feet, and not be turned out of the way, but rather let you be healed. That's my desire. That's God's will. That's God's purpose. Clap your hands, oh my people. Thank God. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Next.
14. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord.
Oh, follow peace with all men and holiness, which no man will see the Lord.
Without which?
Without.
Yeah.
Right. No man will see the Lord. Get that? Next.
15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled.
Looking unto Jesus?
Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God.
Right. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. And what about root of bitterness?
Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you.
Lest any root of bitterness spring up in your heart troubling you. Are you bitter? Loose them from the root of bitterness now in Jesus' name. Loose them now from the root of bitterness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Loose them now from the root of bitterness in Jesus' name. Next.
16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright.
Lest there be any fornicator among you as Esau.
Fornicator or profane person.
Oh, profane person. As Esau, who lost his birthright because of what?
One morsel of meat.
Oh, one morsel of meat. Would you lose your birthright so somebody would like you? How silly are you? I don't care if anybody likes me. Jesus loves me. So does Jehovah. Next.
17. For you know how that afterwards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears.
Esau found no place for repentance, but he sought it with tears. But he'd already sold out for one morsel of meat. My God, friends, gird up your loins. Act like men and women of God and accept God's chastisement now. Jesus' name. Next.
18. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest.
I'll let you just read it. I'm not going to speak anymore.
Okay.
Let's finish it out.
And the sound of the trumpet and the voice of words, which voice they had heard, entreated that the words should not be spoken to them anymore. 20. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceeding fear and quake. But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not, who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall we not escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now has he promised, saying, yet once more, I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things which are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace wherein we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Last verse, for our God is a consuming fire.
Amen. Thank God for every one of you. This is Noel Davidson from Plano, Texas, with Kathy D. preaching the word to you. Kathy Davidson preaching the word to you from our home in Plano, Texas. God bless you. Good day. See you later from Plano. Noel Davidson.